This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's September 25th. On this date in 1919, while touring the nation to garner support for the League of Nations in the aftermath of World War I, Woodrow Wilson suffered a breakdown in Pueblo, Colorado, and then a couple of weeks later had a massive stroke that not only left him blind in his left eye, but his entire left side was paralyzed. With Wilson on the brink of death, all communications with the president went through his wife, from delivering messages to scratching out a signature. These events and more prompted some historians to point to the fact that this indeed was unofficially the moment in which his wife became the first female president. And on this date in 1975, the English rock band known as Pink Floyd released an album that would fast become one of the most popular in U.S. history. Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
Was recorded at Abbey Road Studios and was based on material that had been composed while performing on tour in Europe. Upon its release, it topped record charts in both the United Kingdom and the United States, so much so that there was a shortage of records to meet the high demand. At first, it received mixed reviews, but later, well, Rolling Stone put it on the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time list. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.